The Prime Minister says Mr Wallace's comments were offensive. Ms Gillard says to compare the health effects of smoking cigarettes with the many struggles gay and lesbian Australians endure in contemporary society is heartless, wrong and totally unacceptable. The Prime Minister says it would therefore be inappropriate to attend the conference. Jim Wallace insists his comments were taken out of context, as he explained to Samantha Hawley just a short time ago.
This is a victory for the demonisation tactics of gay activism and its constant misrepresentation and spin of anything that is said by people who support marriage as between a man and a woman and their attempts to simply represent them as extreme or weird.
Exactly how have you been misrepresented?
Well, the Prime Minister's decision is made on the basis of media reporting, which said that I said smoking was healthier than gay marriage. I never said that. And my comments were much more nuanced and just making the point that if we are to package gay marriage in with, or gay lifestyle in with the heterosexual lifestyle in marriage, then we are ignoring the fact that there's not equal love when the consequences of gay love in health consequences are quite pronounced and disastrous.
You have clearly, in your comments, linked smoking and homosexuality and insinuated or said that smoking is better for your health than being a homosexual. Can you deny that you said that?
Yeah, no, I never said that smoking was healthier than gay marriage. What I said was that if we're going to package our cigarettes so that we make it clear that there are health consequences of smoking, we need also to make sure that we don't package the homosexual lifestyle with the heterosexual lifestyle on the assumption that both lifestyles are the same, because the health consequences of a homosexual lifestyle are not the same.
It sounds to me that you're not backing away from anything at all that you said yesterday, and you've said it again now.
No, I'm not what I said. I've not said smoking is healthier than gay marriage, which is what the report was. What I have said is that we need to make sure that we don't package the homosexual lifestyle up with the heterosexual lifestyle in marriage so that we can not or do not make the consequences, the health consequences of the gay lifestyle known to people.
So can you see at all why that sort of comment would be seen to be offensive by not only homosexuals but by heterosexuals and by the Prime Minister?
No, I can't, because what we're talking about is the reality of the consequences of a lifestyle.
Have you heard from the Prime Minister, spoken to the Prime Minister about her decision to pull out from your conference?
No.
Will you try and contact her to explain your position further?
Well, I don't expect to be speaking to the Prime Minister. I'll certainly talk to her staff and have.
The Australian Christian Lobby's Jim Wallace speaking there with Samantha Hawley.